Okay, so the Shuas Lamed Hey Amud Bey is continuing. So it says like this: Tana Rabbanan. It's the first wide line. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Kol Hatafel L'Shem. Anything which is secondary to the name. Bein Milafanov, Bein Milacharav. Whether it's in front of it or behind it, in the a prefix or a suffix, you'll see Harizen Imchak. That's allowed to be erased. Okay, you could erase it. Lefanov Ketzad was an example. La Hashem, Lamed Nimchak. Okay, so the word La Hashem, you could erase the Lamed. Ba Hashem, Bez Nimchak. Va Hashem, Vav Nimchak. Me Hashem, Mem Nimchak. She Hashem, Shin Nimchak. Ha Hashem, He Nimchak. Ka Hashem, Chaf Nimchak. Okay? So basically, any of these prefixes you could erase. Okay, good? Okay. La'acharav ketzad, what about afterwards? Elokeinu nunvav nimchak nu. Elokeihem peimem nimchak. Elokeichem chaf mem nimchak. Okay, so that's basically the Tanakam. You have prefixes and suffixes. You could erase the prefix and or the suffix, but no problem. Okay.
What about the im in Elohim?
I don't know. Elohim. I don't know. No, no, no. That's part of the word. Elohim is part of, that's a shame. Elohim. That itself is a shame. That's not a suffix. That's one of the Shiva Shemas Elohim. Okay.
But the shame is Elohim besides Aleph Lamed and then He Yud, because you could, or you can erase the Hem from Elokeihem, and you can erase the Hem from Elokeihem. So it seems like the shame is Elokei.
Oh, well, it's really Elokim Shelachem, I guess, right? Elokeihem. So it's Elokim Shelachem. So I guess the Chem is part of the suffix. It's part of the possessive form. And the Elokei is, it's the God of Lachem. Elokei Shelachem. Or Elokim Shelachem. But I guess you have the Mem that disappears.
Right. So, but you mean you could, if you erase the Chaf Mem, you're still left without the Mem.
Right, without the Mem, yeah, right.
You're left with Elokei.
Right, Elokei, I guess, is probably also Hashem Hashem, because it's just Elohim Shal.
I mean, besides Elohim.
I think so, I guess so. Right, I guess so. Elohim isn't the name, but Elohim is just a combo, it's a combo of Elohim Shal. Right, okay. Acherim Omrem, so Acherim argue, and this is how we hold. La'acharav eino nimchak. You're not allowed to erase the suffix. Shekvar kidsho Hashem. Because the Shem Hashem already created Kedusha in the suffix. Okay. And Amarhun Aloha Kacherim. Okay, let's see. Is there a Rashi here? No, Rashi's right. Matosis. Right. Okay, so that's basically the din. So let me see. Should we see the Rambam? The Rambam brings it down, I think. So let me pull it up. It's the Rambam in the sixth paragraph of the Torah. It's not clear what's the Svara for the Chachamim, though. Like, what's the Machlokas and what's the Svara for the Acherim? I mean, right, what's the Svara for Acherim? But basically, you could erase both. I'm sorry, there's no Kedusha to the prefix doesn't have Kedusha, but the suffix does, because the Shem was already Mekadesh, then. Whatever that means. Let me see Foundations of the Torah, hold on. This is Perek Shishi. Halacha. Go. Kol ha-nitzpal l'shem milafanav, anything which is secondary to the shem beforehand, mutar l'machka. You're allowed to erase it. Kigon lamed me la-hashem. Obeyez ba'alukem. V'kiyotzman. Einu kikidush l'shem. They don't have it. They're not like kikidush l'shem. Kol ha-nitzpal l'shem ha-acharav. Kigon chaf shel alukem. Chachem shel alukem. V'kiyotzman. Einu n'machakim. V'harehen kishar osios shel shem. Like the same letter. They're just like the shem. What's the letters of Hashem? Because the Shem Hashem is Mekadesh them. Ralph Abishan is Gadshu, right? Even though they have Kiddush, you're also a Machkam, and you're not allowed to erase them. You don't get Malkas. So Malkas are still Malkas Marthas. So somehow they're a lower level. Right? They're a lower level, is there? Okay. Okay, so basically, the question is, what does that mean that the shem is mekadesh them? What's really the difference between the prefix and the suffix? On the surface, they're the same thing, right? Is this contingent upon prefix versus suffix? Or is it about, like, the way prefixes and suffixes function in Hebrew? The Hebrew language? Or is it just a universal question because it's a prefix versus a suffix? I guess that's a question, right? Like, not every language is the same exact way. Like, prefixes and, I don't know.
Yeah, in English, we don't use prefixes as prepositions.
Right.
Or to indicate... I guess we use suffixes to indicate possession sometimes.
Different. Like incomplete. I don't know. In could mean it's like an opposite. Not complete. Right? Or, I don't know. There's like a lot of different things you could do. Godless is without a God. You know? Like, is this, that's what I'm saying. It's like, this isn't like a universal about all languages. Is this, that's my question. Is it saying because of what a suffix in Hebrew, the suffix is makes it possessive, and since it's possessive, that's why it has Kedusha, but prefixes are not, they're just transition words or something. But in Hanami, if you're in a different language, then maybe none of them would have it, or both of them would have it, or, you know. That's my question. Is that, what would you say? I think Ellie's saying it's right. It's the Gemara, the plain shot of the Gemara. The reason why it says the suffix has Kedusha says Shekvar Kidsho Hashem. Because the Shem was already in the Kadesh. Right? Which I think, again, it's not 100% clear what that means, but it sounds like it means since it's after the Shem, so the Shem was already gave it Kedusha. As opposed to beforehand, there's nothing to give it Kedusha. Which would imply it's a matter of ordering, not the fact that suffixes have a certain type of, you know, conceptual implication and prefixes have a different one. Far sounds like it has to do with the ordering. The Rambam isn't as clear. He says, "Mnesha Hashem Mekadsham." That, I guess, is, you know, you can learn in different ways. It's not 100% clear. But, I mean, the plainest in the Gemara, which, again, you could read, plain Mishad Kfar means already, like in time, so to speak, in order. I mean, you could try to learn it means some sort of conceptual relationship, but I think it's like a little bit of a lashon. It sounds like it means order. Yeah, okay, so that's a good question. I like the question. Maybe Gersh could help answer. But so Ken say, look, according to the Tanakhama, you say just the Shem itself has Kedusha. So, I guess, Hashem, La, or Chem, that's not the Shem. Those are just, you know, prefixes, suffixes, which are added on. But the Kedusha only resides in the Shem Hashem Gufa, right? That's fine. Now, you could have imagined saying, Ken saying, is, look, the word, the Shem Hashem exists in, as a word. It's not just there, but it exists in the Torah or whatever as part of a word. You say the Kedusha and here is in a word, right? So you say the word has Kedusha. But then you'd say that both the prefix and the suffix are part of the word, right? You should say the Kedusha resides in the word, and the word begins with a lamed, like Le Lokechem. So it starts a lamed, ends with the Chaf Mem. So the whole word should have the Kedusha. It's the word in which the Shem Hashem finds itself. You could have imagined that. But to say that it only the beginning of the word doesn't and the end of the word does, it's hard to understand. So Gersh is saying, well, once you start the Shem Hashem, like if you write, like you're saying, and you read it, for example, you say La, so La could mean anything. La Adam, La Hashem, La Isha, La, right? But so La itself doesn't really refer to God in any way. Now you say Elokei Chem. So the Chem is going on God. Because the word, when you read it, you already said God. Elokim or Elokei. Now the Chem is God of so-and-so. You're saying it's like the Chem is part of the word. It's like the, it's the going on the God, which has already been stated. It's part of the same word, and it's qualifying the God, which has already been stated. But La, even if La were possessive or something, even if you'd say, even if there were a possessive prefix, so to speak, let's say you say my God, or one word, let's say. But still, my could be anything. There's no God yet. But God knew, right? Okay, knew. Then you're saying is that the Kedusha or the Shem already exists. And now the Kedusha continues till the entire word. Okay, so that's, is that good or it needs to be justified a little more? Can I, I'm assuming you're not that happy yet, right? So maybe just to help out here, is that the Shem, the Kedusha Shem Hashem, it's not like the word itself is like a holy word, Kadosh word. It's like the word is Kadosh because the it brings to mind, to the mind of the reader, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? It's the Kedusha stems from the idea which the word brings to mind, right? So when you're reading that word, you're thinking of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that word, to erase that word, it's like erasing that idea in your mind, so to speak, right? So it's like the Kedusha is based upon the word, the idea which is brought to mind in reading it. So according to Acheron, so if you're reading the La, so you're not thinking about Hashem yet, because La doesn't mean anything. But now you say Le Lo Kechem. So once you get to the L O K, so then God is on your mind. The reader is thinking about God and God of me. So it's like the word, or the God is invoked in the mind of the reader once you get past the prefix. Now, when the word finishes, then you stop the thought. Then you're basically moving on to another word. So like it goes until the end of the thought or the idea, so to speak. Each word is like a different thought or a different idea, let's say. The saying is that God is brought to mind in this word once you get past the prefix. Right? So Elokei, that's like Elokei, Chem. But it's put into one word. So therefore, the Chem is qualifying the Elokei, and it's related to it. It's attached to it. It's nitfal to it. But it's just saying the La, when the reader is reading La, he doesn't yet have an idea. So since he doesn't yet have an idea, therefore the La doesn't have Kedusha, according to the Acher. It's like the Kedusha emerges from the this experience of the mind of the reader. And again, and you read sequentially. So maybe as a piece of Ksav, the whole thing is one word, it's one Teva. Yeah, but Kriya takes place in sequence, and the prefix doesn't yet conjure up a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Only once you get to the core word. You might know that the word has Hashem afterwards. After the prefix, doesn't matter. It's intrinsically, the chachza and the way it's written doesn't bring to mind in the supposed, in the potential reader, Shem Hashem. Maybe the reader might know in advance and bring that to the table, but that's not because La brings it to mind. That's just because you know that the La is the upcoming word is Hashem. But then the ksav, for the ksav to have kedusha, it's the ksav which engenders that idea, which involves the idea of Hashem when you're in the Kriya. And in the reading of the ksav itself, there's nothing about the La, which has to do with Hashem. Only about the, it only emerges once you get past the La. Prefix is just getting, transitioning it. But the Elokeichem, so it's like since they already have in the Kriya, it already consists of references to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So until the word is over, that idea of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is on the mind of the reader. The saying is that according to Chamim, the Kedusha resides in the Shem Hashem itself. According to Rechayim, they're saying the Shem Hashem exists in an entity of Kriya, an entity which is red. And anything which is involved in the Kriya Shem Hashem, which when you do be in Kriya, anything which is involved in the idea of Hashem in the mind of the reader becomes nitfas in the Kedusha. Is the Kedusha only in the chafza of the Shem itself, or is it in anything which is involved in the concept of Hashem in the mind of the reader? It extends to that. Because the Kedusha is based upon the idea which is conjured up. So anything which is involved, which the ksav, anyone who's ksav is involved in the, you know, in the mind's eye of the reader, in the Shem Hashem, then that also becomes attached, grabbed by the Kedusha. Let's say I wrote the word Hashem, and then I put a lamed in front of it. What do you say then? Would that matter?
Well, the way you're explaining it, it wouldn't really matter because it's based off the reading, not the writing.
Right. Okay. And the way you're explaining it, or anyone's explaining it? So the Ritva says like this. He says, this is on, I don't know, Shua Slam Hayamud Bey. It's a Ritva.
So then, according to that.
Okay, so the Ritva says like this. So he says, it's on the Divar Maskal, Eno Nimchak Lefisha Kvar Ketchua Shemayim. So it's V'Hilchasa Ke'acherem. Ubilafanav, if the prefix afila chera modim shu nimchak, even everyone agrees that it doesn't have kedusha. V'ner matvaram din nimchak afilu kish shenichtav kol Hashem. It's talking about even after you wrote the whole shem. Don't think it only says you write la, it means you're allowed to raise the lamed because you didn't yet write Hashem. No, no, no. It means even after you finished writing it. Dikodim lachen, because if it's talking about before you wrote the Shem Hashem, like you just write lamed and then you stop, that's pashut. Gafilu tzadi beiz mitzvakos v'shendal mishakai v'alef melekim nami. Right. Remember, if you don't end up finishing the word, then even if you actually write the letters of the Shem Hashem itself, you're allowed to erase it. So pashut, you can be allowed to erase the prefix if you didn't yet write the Shem, right? You don't say kivan shenichtav kol Hashem. This is, I think, what you wanted to say, Ken. You don't say, since you already wrote the whole name, kitshuhu shamayim l'shelfanav, the Shem Hashem, the Kedusha, attaches and is mekadesh even the what's before it. Right? That's right, Ken. That's kind of what you want to say. Look, bottom line is, you wrote a la and it didn't mean anything. But once you write la Hashem, then the la is part of the same word. And the Kedusha should be Mekadesh, the whole word. It says you don't say it. The lone.
Yeah, that's how it should be. That's what that side should be.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He says the lo mikri kidshuhu shamayim, because you don't say that the shamayim is Mekadesh yet. Ela kishe kadshuhu b'shas ksiva. Right? It's only when it's Mekadesh at the time of the writing. Shekvar hayenichtav Hashem. That the Shem was already written. So if the Shem was already written, then it will be Mekadesh the rest. But if when you wrote the Lamed, there was no Shem Hashem written, you can't say the Shem Hashem is going to give it Kedusha, because there is no Shem Hashem when you write the Lamed. But when you write Elokei Chem, so the Elokei is already there, and when you write the Chem, then the Elokei will give Kedusha to the Chem. Right? So, what do you say factually, according to the Ritva, if you wrote Hashem and then you put a Lamed in front of it? It would sound like he would be saying the Nein Hachanami. Because he's saying, really, La Hashem Lamed is part of the word. The only thing is, you only get the Kedusha if it has the, if at the time where you write it, it's part of Shem Hashem, well, then the Shem Hashem could be Mekadesh. Right? But it sounds like he's learning. It goes by, you know, when it was written.
So question, no, but there's no, you finished writing the Shem Hashem, though. There's nothing to be mitzdarif that lamed to the Ksiva Shem Hashem.
I mean, why? You say, look, it's a prefix. You're putting it on as a prefix. And thereby, now that lamed is a part of the Shem Hashem, and it's a Kedusha, and it gets the Kedusha from the Shem Hashem, which it's a part of. You're writing the lamed, it's not just the freestanding lamed, a lamed of introducing the Shem Hashem, which is already there.
So what's the difference if you write?
I'm not sure it's far yet. I'm just saying the facts that he's saying. He just wants to say, you write lamed, then Hashem, why don't he say it's Kedusha? So he's saying is, no, you only say that when it has Kedusha, like at the time where it's written. The Shas Ksiva, the Shem is already there when you write it, then it has Kedusha. But the writing the Shem Hashem doesn't Mekadesh things which are already written. And that's what he's saying. I have to figure out the Sfarah. But that's what he's saying. And I'm just saying is, like, given the what he's saying, he would stand to reason that if you put the Lamed subsequent to writing the Hashem, you write the Lamed prefix, so that you'd say, look, the Shem Hashem is already written there. But I'm just saying is, it would seem to follow from what he's saying, it's Lav Dafka prefix or suffix, but rather it's that which it is written after you write the Hashem, or that which is written prior to writing Hashem. I think. I mean, no, that's what it sounds like to me, but I don't know what the Svara yet is. Maybe once you have a Svara, that it won't be the facts, but it sounds like the facts. It sounds like it's totally right. When you have a Shem, that has Kedusha, and anything, if you write something as an add-on to the Shem, then like partakes of the Kedusha of the Shem, because it's an add-on to the Shem. So it becomes like an appendage to the Shem Hashem. And like a ksiva, if you're writing something as an appendage to the Shem Hashem, then it emerges as a osios with Kedusha. In other words, what you're writing as an appendage to the Shem Hashem, that type of a ksiva, appending something to the Shem Hashem, it gives it Kedusha, extends the Kedusha from the Shem Hashem to that which is an appendage to the Shem Hashem. But if you take the Shem Hashem, if you write La Hashem, it's not an appendage to the Shem Hashem. The La is like an intro. You didn't, yeah, there is no Shem Hashem yet. You're not appending it to the Shem Hashem. But it's like that which you write, when you write something, not just Stam writing, but as writing something which is a ksiva of an appendage to the Shem Hashem, that ksiva creates Kedusha. But it does sound like he's learning that it's like, it's the ksiva. The Maisa Ksiva is necessary to create the Kedusha. It emerges. It has to emerge as an appendage of the Shem Hashem. But if you write La and it's whole, you write La and that's whole, there's nothing, it's nothing. And afterwards you add on Hashem. Now you don't say, look, when I look back, it turns out that's an appendage of the Shem Hashem. Seems like he's learning the Kedusha has to emerge in the Ksiva itself. Which is interesting. I wouldn't have thought that, you know. But it does sound like, arguably, that would happen if you write the prefix first. The pen that you add on, it append the prefix. It would seem like that would follow. That you're saying is, look, the ksav is there. And now you append it with the lamed. So now that's an appendage to the Shem Hashem. So it partakes of the Kedusha of the Shem Hashem. But it's almost like you have to first have the Kedusha Shem Hashem, and then you could append it and extend it. You can't first have nothing, and then the Shem Hashem mekadesh that retroactively. It sounds like he's learning the ksav has to emerge with Kedusha. Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like he's saying ksav gets Kedusha from the ksiva itself. You can't get Kedusha from afterwards. The ksav emerges, the Kedusha emerges in the ksiva. So it's two different spars about what's the difference between prefix and suffix. According to the way we were saying it is because the prefix, the suffix is read with the idea of the Shem Hashem in the mind's eye of the reader. And since the Shem Hashem is already in the mind's eye of the reader, it now partakes of its Kedusha. So it wouldn't matter when you write it, it matters how it's read. But according to the Ritva, it's more like in the writer. When it's been the Maisek Siva is a chelak of the Shem Hashem, or is the Maisek Siva just of a freestanding lamed? So if the Maisek Siva is a chelak of the Shem Hashem, or the word which has the Shem Hashem in it, so then that extends the Kedusha from the Shem Hashem to that which is appended to the Shem Hashem. But it's all about the Maisek Siva, not the way it's read. Another attempted svara, which maybe works out, maybe in the Rambam, is what you guys were trying to argue in the beginning, is that conceptually a suffix, at least in Hebrew, is conceptually qualifying the Shem Hashem or possessive of Shem Hashem, as opposed to a prefix in Hebrew is just like a connecting word, right? But that's not a matter of the order per se. That's just a matter of the conceptual idea of suffixes in Hebrew, because they somehow are qualifying God. Which God? The God, our God. It's like it's qualifying something about God as opposed to stating how to God, in God, with God, some relationship. So that doesn't sound the lashon of Shekvar Kedshu Shemayim in our Gemara, but Ram's lashon is Shehashem, and Shehashem Mekadshem. The Shem is Mekadesh them. So that's kind of vague. You can say a lot of things on there. So the Shem is Mekadesh it because conceptually it's qualifying Hashem as opposed to beforehand. Right? It's not clear from the Rambam whether it's which way it is. But, you know, might as well say, once we have the Svara for the others, you know, Gemara, you know, I don't know if it's Muchach with Rambam's argument. It's not that different. But, you know, if you like that svara, then that it's based upon the conceptual difference between prefixes and suffixes, or these prefixes and suffixes in Hebrew, then I think the Rambam could tolerate that, that svara. But that's why it has to be worked out a little bit more, but yeah.